The Meaning of a Tonda. I see each tonda as a story. Now, what is a story? Essentially, it is the story of a hero, or more than one, who face obstacles. In almost all the stories, the hero has a desire that the readers can easily understand. Save the princess, kill the dragon, find the treasure, find true love. The desire allows the storyteller to create tension and a simple question in people's minds. Will the hero make it? In great stories, something else happens below the surface. Something that perhaps the hero and readers don't notice. The hero may be paralyzed in some way at the beginning due to an internal weakness. She might be too shy, might have low self-esteem, might not believe in herself, might not be able to express her love. While the hero deals with the obstacles that appear in her path, she is forced to discover what she needs to change to have a better life. She goes from a need to self-revelation. She overcomes the weakness within her character. Desire is on the surface, visible to all, and easy to understand. It's what the audience thinks the story is about. But in all great stories, the true meaning comes when you understand how each obstacle forces the hero to confront the weakness that paralyzes them. Now, take a moment to think of all the great movies you've ever seen. Can you identify the internal weaknesses that the main character was dealing with? Now, have you ever seen a movie where there is a twist at the last moment that changes everything? Most stories or movies have a twist at the end. Some of them create a wow effect. However, many simply make the movie feel fake. The main character somehow escapes the explosion. The hero finds a secret that was hidden for years. He decides to stop being the bad macho guy and becomes the dream guy for his partner. You get the point. It makes you think, that was just a cheap trick to give a happy ending. And you're right. So, what makes a movie ending believable? A change inside a character is believable when the obstacles she faced during the movie are preparing her for that change. The hero was dealing with her need, her internal weakness, again and again, usually without her or the audience realizing it. The tension was built because of the inner fight. And when the time comes for the final character change, all this tension is released. This build-up and release make the movie ending believable and memorable. The ending is the natural consequence of how the hero dealt with the obstacles in order to overcome her internal weakness. The obstacles and her reaction are what makes the story real. But you're not here to learn on how to write a story, are you? Then, why did I share all this with you? I believe that the way we deal with the obstacles during the tonda defines the quality of the tonda. You and your partner are the heroes, who are forced to deal with your weakness. And the way you deal with them during the tonda prepare you for a great ending. Naturally, the way you understand and deal with failure is significant. Have you ever questioned the meaning you give to failure in tango? I was asked to answer that question while interviewing Juan Stefanidis for the first Tango Tips by the Maestros book. You remember the older lady I danced with? I shared about her in the chapter The Meaning of the Embrace. I met her again. I asked her to dance one more time. She gave me a lesson I will never forget. It was 2 days after our first dance. There was probably a 45-year age difference between us. Half a century, almost. But it didn't matter. Yes, some parts of her didn't move as well as they used to. I would definitely have not tried an enrosque. But, again, it didn't matter. When I danced with her, I simply wanted to create moments of shared meaning, of pure creation. At least, that's what I thought. We danced the first two dances, a bit of walking, a couple of sidesteps, a few ochos and media luna. We had a quick discussion. She spoke only Spanish. I was able to speak a bit of Portuguese, which is similar to Spanish, so I understood most of it, I think. Then, the third song started. And I forgot why I was dancing with her. I moved faster and did a couple of giros. The steps taken were not the steps I intended. We lost connection. And then, as simply as only a person who has lived for 7 to 8 decades can react, she started laughing.
Dimitris! Dimitris! No puedo! Por favor, camina! Camina! Camina!
Which translates to, Dimitris, I can't! Please, just walk! 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 We burst into laughter, maybe a bit too much.
Camina! Camina!
She continued laughing. Oh, that was a fun tonda. Especially seeing people around us laughing as well. Yes, we might have destroyed a few people's seriousness, but most people were laughing, so it was worth it. The thing is, I didn't realize the true meaning until 3 days later when I talked with Juan. I shared this experience with him, just as I did with you. What he told me will stay with me forever. When I dance, I just think that I want to be with that person. To be open, to flow, not to try to control her too much. This way, it is easier to see what her maestros have taught her. I can notice easier where she is naturally going. Do you know why this is important? Because she needs to have trust that you will do what her body and experience can take. She has given you her trust. She has given you everything. You have asked her to give her permission and let you assume responsibility. Do you have any idea how much strength is needed to close your eyes and trust somebody else to lead? Look at Geraldine Rojas. You watch her and you think, she's truly given herself, and her dance is beautiful. Exactly like that, followers deliver responsibility to you. Now, it is your responsibility. If there is a mistake done, by her or by you, it is still your responsibility. Laugh and apologize. No, you're not apologizing to make her feel good. That's not the reason. You are apologizing because that mistake might make her decide that she wants to take that responsibility back. And then, the connection is lost. When that old woman started laughing and telling you to simply walk, that's not what she was trying to say. What she was saying was the following. Hey, give us the chance to meet again. Give me the reason to give you back that responsibility. Let's go again and slowly meet each other one more time. Let's try to surrender again. I felt goosebumps all over. That's it. When you dance to protect trust, to give assurance that her decision to deliver responsibility was the right one, then the dance is not just a dance, but a shared experience. From that moment on, I started seeing all mistakes as a call to action to build trust. The whole tonda was transformed into hundreds of opportunities to create trust. All obstacles become a reminder of what's important. Building trust so that the connection isn't lost. When you try to improve yourself with each tonda, you are forced to confront your internal frustrations. You are forced to notice your shortcomings in an empowering way. You learn not to judge your partner's style, technique, or choices, but simply focus on rebuilding trust. You re-embrace, you slow down, you laugh or smile, you relax, and you let go. This way, each tonda has the potential to change you a little bit, to help you become a bit more compassionate, a bit more careful, a bit more attentive, a bit more focused on how to make things better. Each tonda can be a small personal story of transformation. We all have our own struggles. You might feel lonely. You might feel inadequate. You might feel you don't dance well. You might feel that you're not enough. You might feel you can't open up. You might feel anything. How can you make each tonda help you deal with this internal weakness? Let me share with you what one of the subscribers of my blog shared with me. I started dancing 6 years ago after a divorce. People who don't know what tango is about say things like, "Women go to tango to find a new partner." No, sorry, but that's not it. We go to tango to find ourselves. After years of being what other people expected us to be, we dance to follow our heartbeats, to discover our own smell, to face our fears and insecurities and beat them. We dance tango to be whatever we want to be, despite criticism and judgment. We dance tango to become adults, in a world of eternal teenagers who only struggle to be accepted. I've had to be responsible for me and so many others all my life, in so many ways. To be super responsible. When I dance, I surrender. I listen. I'm obedient. And in those three choices, I am able to be carried, by choice, by someone else. To follow in a liquid-like pattern around them, like the air around a moving carrier, and, just for those moments, relinquish control and be freed to trust someone else's care. I essentially become a part of, and yet invisible to, the intent of another person. There are tandas I can remember dancing years ago that marked my heart forever. A tattoo on my soul that only the leader and I know about. This is why I return, in a search to surrender. Now that woman gave a meaning to her tandas that gives me goosebumps. That's a woman who took her needs and gave a meaning to the tanda so that she can deal with them. So, once again, what's your meaning? While creating this chapter, I remembered something I wrote a bit over 10 years ago. The Apology in Tango. Unknown situation. You're inside a warm embrace, dancing tango. Your bodies transmit messages from and back continuously. The eyes are closed or focused. And then, "I'm sorry," she says. "Something happened, different than what you had intended. Your message didn't reach her. It wasn't clear." But if tango is a conversation, isn't it normal to make mistakes? Isn't it human? And what is best at that moment? To apologize and focus again? Or to softly hug and with a caress to reinforce? When you dance and everything goes well, you communicate in silence. So, wouldn't it be better to correct this mistake in silence as well? After a hard breakup, I saw each tanda as a way to communicate silently. Words couldn't fix what I felt. Many people tried to talk to me about my sadness, but I wasn't ready to leave the sadness. I needed to find my way and my timing. So I focused on the silence, on what the bodies were sharing, and nothing more. It helped me get out, grieve, and let go. At that time, words couldn't solve anything, but silence could. What is it that you are dealing with in your life now? How would a hero deal with it? How can you practice that during a tanda? How can you create compassion, forgiveness, clarity, relaxation, safety, and everything else your life needs now during a tanda? For you and your partner. How can you transform the obstacles of each tanda into opportunities for meaning? That's the meaning of your tanda. Figure it out. Write it down. Remind yourself about it before you dance.